Now, I was hoping to get Dan Bull onto this episode to talk about his awesome rap song. Unfortunately, he's in England and I'm in the US. So our time zones are a little bit out of sync. Maybe I'll get to chat with him later. But he said we could feature his song. So it's a really awesome song. So if you haven't heard it before, if you have heard it before, it's about a minute and 20 seconds. You can just skip past it. If you have heard it before and you loved it and you want to hear it again, well, you can just listen. If you haven't heard it before, I think you're in for a treat. So here we go. It's Sons of Skyrim Remix. Well, rapped.
Who's rapping? Overkeen. Dragons? I'm not overkeen. I'll dice them like a knife, slicing right through an aubergine. My dragon shell flow is sweeter than a soda stream. You won't believe your eyes. I'm like an overload of dopamine. A broadsword in one hand and a magic spell in the other. I'm the last of the dragonborn. There's no other, my brother, so run for cover. If you've got scales, then I'm on your tail and I will not fail like a free-roaming sandbox game. I'm off the rails. I walk the trail through awful gales and storms of hail till all the nails are knocked into your coffin. I'm not stopping till you're impaled and I prevailed in the name of the Nords. I pray to the Lord, you all get a taste of the blade of my sword. I'm taking on hordes of enemies. I face him with hordes of weaponry. The drain in my force, the chemistry comes into play with retorts and recipes. Alchemixing like a DJ, restoration, restore my energy. My legacy, odyssey, elegy, prophecies written in heavenly bodies and buried with everybody that ever did bother to mess with me. Dead in them terribly, horribly, I'm a celebrity, honestly. You're a wannabe, I'm a prodigy. The suggestion you're better than me at being a warrior? Ha! Comedy. It's a gift to me. I don't just spit flames lyrically, but literally. And the Elder Scrolls are scripts in which I've written your obituary. I am the Dragonborn, wearing a hat with badass horns. I'm Dovahkiin, no globally, you're nobody at all.
I think the line in that song that brings the biggest grin to my face is, I am the Dragonborn, I wear a hat with badass horns.
Cool.
I mean, it was perfectly timed, great time to release it. Fun lyrics, and it kind of evokes this crazy image in my mind of Dovahkiin going to these cities and going to the tavern and singing about himself, trying to encourage the locals to pay him to kill the dragon.
Well, so with that said, how far is everybody in the game? Why don't we start with that?
Well, I've run into all kinds of different bugs so far, and I think I may have... I know I've been cheated a couple of times. Hey, Mackie, press record. Join the show.
Hey, Mackie.
Yeah, thanks for warning me. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
You did.
So,
whoever I am.
It's called Steam. I'm not paying attention to Skype if I'm in game, guys. Come on.
And who can blame you for being in Skyrim, honestly? So, first off, there was this quest where I could have asked this prisoner some information, and he was willing to give it to me if I paid to get him out of jail. So I paid the guard 100 coin, and the guard did nothing. He said, thanks, and that was that. He didn't let him out, so I couldn't complete the transaction. Bugs like that. But the one that's really got me scratching my head right now is I've killed two dragons. One of those dragon souls was put into my first dragon shout. And the second one isn't registered at all, even though it was part of the plot. It was, you know, a plot point. So I've got three different voice things that I can do, and only two of them are unlocked. So I'm not quite sure how that's meant to work at this point. Maybe it's just a Bethesdaism, which is my way of saying a bug in an RPG game made by Bethesda.
And it's not like we haven't seen those before.
On the very first day, I had four crashes, and each time when I came out of the game, there was a Skype message sitting there for me, so I quit Skype, and it didn't crash from then on.
Okay, I didn't have any crashes, but I will tell you that there's an interesting bug in the Xbox version of the game. If you're on that first quest where you have the golden, you're looking for the use of the golden claw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you go into the room with...
Actually, hang on just a sec. I have to remind people, and those people who haven't heard our podcasts before, the entire thing's a spoiler cast. We're not going to hold back anything. We're even going to spoil things for ourselves sometimes.
Right. Well, I think everybody else has passed this on this podcast. Anyway, you go into the room where you have the puzzle, and you've got the bear and the bird and the owl that you have to line up, and that's fine. On the Steam version of the game, you know, the PC version of the game, works fine. You walk in the room, you solve the puzzle, on you go. On the Xbox, you walk into the room, you start pressing the A button, nothing. Nothing happens. So what you have to do if you're on the Xbox is you have to go wandering all the way the heck back out of the dungeon, then come back into the dungeon, and suddenly it works.
Cool.
Yeah, although that was irritating, but I'll tell you, I have a friend who plays this game who, he didn't even get to do this quest. He said he's going to start the game over again. And the reason is he walked into Riverwood, and he was experimenting with his fireball spell.
Oh, no.
I had a similar experience.
But he set the chicken on fire. The whole town attacked him.
Yeah, I killed the chicken, too. I thought, you know what? I'm going to cook this chicken with my fire spell. And this little kid... This little kid...
played Legend of Zelda?
Yeah, this little kid starts going... Yeah, this little kid starts going, why are bad things happening? Dog starts barking. People start shouting. Before I know it, the whole town's chasing me. It's like, oh, I'm reloading that one. But,
See, I thought this...
Suddenly, we flipped into a Fable podcast.
Okay, that's wild. I didn't know other people had that happen to them. That was weird.
Yeah, so don't have any displays of aggression in a town at all. I was in the Champions Hall at Whiterun, and there were two of them having a fight. Somebody said, won't somebody do something about this? So I thought, okay, I'll do something about this. I'll knock one back from the other. So I did a dragon shout to knock them back. And the two fighting thought, okay, well, that's game on. We can attack this guy now. So now I'm running for my life all over town with these two champions chasing me. No one else seems to care.
Okay, let's take this one step back. At the very beginning, there's a choice you have to make when you're about to get your head chopped off and then, you know, the dragon attacks. You can follow the guard or you can follow the rebel. Now, some people don't even notice there's a choice. But
I didn't notice that at all. I thought that was really awesome.
I did notice, but I was too ticked off at the Imperials at that point.
Considering
my character's an Imperial.
I did notice, but I didn't think I would actually be safe going off with the Rebel, so I went with the Guard.
Okay, but there is the choice. I went off with the Rebel, and you know, you go off with the Rebel, you attack a bunch of guards on the way in. Now, the funny thing is, since I've got the Xbox version of the game too, I decided, well, I'll try the other path and see how that works. You end up just slaughtering a bunch of the rebels on the way through. It works pretty much the same way either way. You end up in Riverwood either way. The difference is if you follow the guard, you get to be friends with the blacksmith. If you follow the rebel, you get to be friends with the people at the inn.
But you end up being friends with the people at the inn anyway, if you follow the guard, because as the plot develops, you discover that the innkeep is the ultimate dragonborn ally, one of the blades. And this is where the story started getting pretty interesting for me, because the Blades, she's convinced the dragons aren't returning. They're being brought back from the dead. But I've seen no proof of that so far at all. I went all the way to Solitaire to investigate the Blades' mortal enemies to figure out if they knew what was going on, and they didn't know what was going on, so...
Well, they're certainly not walking dead dragons. That's for darn sure.
No, they're definitely flesh and blood, eat you if you stand in front of them dragons. Yes.
Nom, nom, nom.
So no dragon leches for us, huh?
Well, that first dragon, you know, got a whole squadron there fighting them. And that was really hard. That was a full-on fire-breathing dragon. The second dragon turns out to be the dragon that attacked you in Riften at the very beginning of the game. And that one, it landed on the ground and it seemed thoroughly preoccupied with something. So I went up behind it and I just blasted it with lightning until it was dead. And I was so, you know, surprised by it being distracted by something else and not flying away or turning around and attacking me. I just assumed it was eating my horse. At the end of the fight, I discovered to my delight, the horse was still alive and it was nomming on some random NPC that I didn't even know was there.
Oh, damn. That's good.
So, if you want to kill a dragon, give it something to eat.
Look, dinner over here, dinner.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far. I haven't even met one dragon yet.
I didn't even know about the Blades guy until you told me, so luckily I'm not too far from Riverwood.
I've killed about 3 dragons now.
Okay, where was the third dragon? I've just come back after going to Solitaire, so I mustn't be too far away. I'm going to head back to Riften to try and find that guy, the old guy, and I'm guessing there's another dragon on the way doing that.
There's a, I was by the river town, and I was chasing a deer through the trees.
Oh, you got a random encounter.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere, and it killed the dog in the town and, like, a couple of the townspeople before I killed it.
These Justicators, they're really starting to annoy me because they're the ones who are going after anyone who worships Talos. And Talos is the one who, in all purpose, in every way, shape, and form, supports the Dragonborn more than any other deity there is. And so these freaking elves, you know, they're persecuting people who support Talos, and I really want to do something about it, but I just don't have the firepower. I mean, I'm barely scraping through these levels.
Mm-hmm. They're stupid. Oh. Talos is the most awesome god. He used to be a person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting when I followed the guard, and he was trying to convince me of, I guess, his side of the story of, you know, the Imperials are really good, but honestly, it's like what Mackie said. I just seem to dislike them the more I hear about them because, like, yeah, they're apparently dragging people out in the middle of the night.
But they're not doing that. What's going on is something bigger. There was a war between the elves and the humans, and it was a stalemate. And to keep the peace, the Empire had to yield some things, and the elves had to yield some things. And one of the things the Empire yielded was a full-on ban of Talos and allowing the Justicators to roam Skyrim and Tamriel in general, persecuting anybody who worships Talos. And so these things are going on with the blessing of the Empire, and that's one of the reasons why people are just getting fed up, because these elves, I tell you what, every time I've run into them, they are the most racist creatures in the game. You know, there is a long history of hate between the humans and the elves, for sure, but it's what's happening.
That's an interesting twist there.
It's hilarious because they've basically, whatever they brokered in this peace deal is making the Imperials deny their own heritage, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, make the elves give up if they gave that up?
I don't know. My theory for not backing the Imperials was simpler. I was like, dude, if the dragon had shown up 30 seconds later, I would be headless.
I haven't picked a side yet. I could join the Legion or I could join the Rebels. And I know where to go for both of those things, but I haven't picked a side because, honestly, for me, it's like that rap. It's all about being the Dragonborn right now. And, you know, when you get to go to try and complete the High Hothgar quest to get the third word, and there's a nice little twist there. I got really annoyed when my legacy was screwed with a little bit by the Blades. So I almost had it in with her at that point, the innkeeper. But it turns out, you know, I thought about it a little bit more and her heart was in the right place and I made a good decision there. So anyway, I don't care about the Civil War right now. I haven't picked a side. But I am leaning more and more towards, you know, if the Empire is not going to declare war on the elves, if they want to keep this peace and by keeping the peace, keep doing what they're doing, I'm going to have to side with the Rebels.
Yeah, I think I might side with the Rebels too, because it doesn't seem like the Empire is in the best control. I haven't really gotten too far. I just finished the Golden Claw quest, so I got like a Dragon Stone. I got the first word. And I don't know what to do with the Dragonstone yet. But, and you know, thanks for the tip about the Innkeeper. I'll definitely go in there. I haven't gone in there yet. Like I said, I've barely been playing this game, but, I mean, I have. And I thought one of the some of the interesting things was that there's a spending cap for the merchants. They can only spend so much gold or buy so much from you.
Yeah, every town has a proper economy. That's right. It's really interesting. You can't just unload masses of stuff on people.
Yes.
And they don't really buy things for good prices unless they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you go to an inn and sell them cooking goods, they'll buy it. If you try to sell them weapons, they're not interested.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense. Really, you're actually supposed to sell stuff where stuff makes sense to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another interesting thing was I saw a tip on how to figure out what the ingredients do, and you just eat them. Mm-hmm. I thought that's funny.
You could do that in Morrowind and Oblivion. It's just it didn't work as well for whatever reason.
But I was just thinking, you don't want to do that in real life.
No, that's actually how. I mean, people used to have very sensitive palates, and you can actually train yourself up to do it. I know some people who have done it, and you can taste poison as you're eating it and spit it out and you'll be fine. You know, so that there was definitely a skill set in our own human heritage that makes it reasonable for people living in a place like Skyrim to be able to handle this stuff.
Well, since you mentioned Oblivion, I'm going to bring up that for all the hype I heard ahead of time about how this was a brand new engine, I recognize this engine having played Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, and Oblivion. Let me tell you, this is an awfully familiar engine.
Definitely stuff there has changed in a major way. The graphics are spectacular.
Yeah, the graphics are much better. The rest of the engine is very...
They seem to have brought up over a lot of ideas from Fallout New Vegas, because there's a take-all button on when you're looting things. It's just some of the menus and stuff, you know, not the main inventory menus and stuff, but other menus, I keep being reminded of it.
Who else has also swapped the mouse one and mouse two buttons around on the PC? Because I was just struggling for so long that they were back to front.
Oh for your God, hands.
It says left and right, and so my left mouse button should be my left hand. But no, the default is back to front.
Well,
so
it kind of makes sense to me because they're using the right for your offhand kind of thing.
So I changed it. I went to the settings, to the controls, and you can just... they've programmed it in. They know people are going to do this. When you pick... left for the left action for the left mouse button, it immediately swaps the right action to the right mouse button. They know.
That confused me, and I got killed in so many early combats by pressing the wrong damn button.
Mm-hmm. I haven't figured out how to capture souls yet. That seems pretty interesting, but I have found plenty of souls down so far. And charging up weapons with that was an interesting twist. Crafting, I got to this, things that are broken, back to that. There's this blacksmith in Whiterun, and she wants to take you through the ropes of building all this stuff. She says, okay, now build a blah blah helmet, a hide helmet, I think it was. And here are the materials you need to do that. So I turn around to use the workbench. Nope, don't have the right stuff for that, sorry.
She didn't give it to you?
It's a bit like the jailer who took my 100 gold and then proceeded not to let the prisoner out. It's all kinds of little, and I think these are all the generated quests have these little quirks.
I haven't gotten any of these bugs on the PC. On the Riverwood blacksmith, he gave me the stuff I needed and I used it to make his stuff.
Speaking of the Riverwood blacksmith, take whatever you want within reason.
Oh,
okay, well, I'll take everything, man.
I don't owe you from Adam, but take everything I have.
Yeah.
Except for the shield and sword. I think those are like one of the few things that say steal on it. Everything else is like, just go ahead, take it.
You can still steal things so long as no one notices. But you can't sell stolen stuff unless you have a fence.
That's like Oblivion.
Yeah, it's cool. But the very idea that you steal a loaf of bread and you need a fence to sell it.
For a loaf of bread. I've used for a loaf of bread. Oh, nom, 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 nom.
Baldur's Gate did that as well. It would do a little flag to say the item was stolen and you wouldn't be able to sell it to a merchant. You'd have to go find a fence, like you said. So it's not the only game. Yeah.
Swapping between skills, magic, weapons, and stuff seems a little bit convoluted. I want what we had in Fallout, the ability to assign things to numbers. Yeah, hotkeys. We really need them because swapping between...
I see what they want you to use as favorites thing, but hotkeys are more intuitive to me.
I don't understand the favorites thing yet. I will work on it. But swapping between my healing magic, my spark magic, my bow, and my sword and shield, it's too much.
It's really hard because sometimes you're in the middle of combat, your health is going down, you really want a healing spell, but it's very complicated to get all the way over there.
Well, usually the game pauses when you do like tab. An interesting case where it doesn't
pause.
It just
takes you out. It takes you out of the immersion.
Here's an interesting situation where it didn't pause. Yet another bug. I found this orc village after the second dragon encounter, and they wouldn't let me in. They were like, "No, it's orcs only. It's our club." And I said, "Oh, is there any way you could let me in?" They said, "Oh, yeah, you can go fetch these magical gloves." And so I went and fetched the gloves. And my companion, Lydia, she died doing that. I can't see how... I don't see any way that you can bring people back either. They're dead, they're dead.
I don't think it's ever had a resurrect spell, so...
Yeah. So anyway, I got the gloves, went back to them, and they said, "Yeah, you can come in. Yeah, you can come in. Yeah, you can come in." I thought, that's a little odd. So I went in. I found the chief. talk to the chief, and the chief's like, oh, you found the gloves, you can freely trade here. Meanwhile, the people around the chief were like, you shouldn't be here, get him! And so like, I'm like, oh crap, and just ran for it as the entire freaking orc village came after me.
That's gotta be a bug.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Either that or else you fried chicken again.
No, nothing like that. So I don't know, if I give them time to calm down, maybe I'll be able to go into the orc camp. We'll see. I don't know if I could be bothered going back there. Got myself a horse. Horse is nice.
I borrowed a horse I found when I was walking back from High Hrothgar.
Borrowed.
That's what you get for leaving it on the road.
Yep.
Unattended. See,
now, is it the same as Oblivion where there was a point where I borrowed a horse and I was branded a thief for the whole rest of the game?
No, if you get seen doing it, you get reported and you can bribe the guards to forget about it. But if you don't get seen, no harm, no foul.
I was in the middle of nowhere. Nobody saw me.
So there's some poor schmo off taking a dump in the woods and you just screwed him out of his horse.
No, the minute you get off the horse, they start walking back towards their master.
Yeah, you got to buy your own horse. So random encounters. I've had a couple of interesting ones. Ran into some orcs who pretended to be soldiers and said that this area is off limits and we're protecting the forest and therefore you should give us 100 gold. It's like,
I'll give you 100 gold worth of fire.
I had an assassin from the Dark Brotherhood jump out and try to kill me. That was interesting. I had a full-on thief jump out and say, give me your shinies, and I said no, and they said, and he's like, don't you walk away from me, and attacked. And I thought that was really cool. I had a bard wandering around and he was couldn't teach me anything more about speech that I didn't already know. He just pointed me towards the Bard's College in Solitaire. I had a bunch of drunk guys on a bridge and they said, do you want to drink our mead? And I said,
I was like, no way. This is a trap. This is totally a trap. I'm not drinking your mead.
So they were offering some kind of mead. It sounded kind of nice. And I said, well, why don't you try my mead? And they got all upset. So I would rather drink yak urine or something like that than drink that swill. And then they wandered off all despondent. So I don't think it was a trap. I think they really just wanted to drink.
I know. But see, I encountered them not long after encountering that guy on the way to Hrothgar that pretends he's hurt and he needs help to get back to his camp. That's really an ambush.
That's a random encounter. I haven't had that one.
Me neither.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I also randomly encountered Mike the Liar. This is all the stupid rumors from the other games.
Oh, nice.
It was on the way to Hrothgar again.
I met some idiot guy in a jester whose wagon broke down and his dead mum in the coffin couldn't be delivered, so he needs help getting his wagon fixed.
A Monty Python reference?
But the guy who can fix his wagon's refusing to do it, so he wants you to act as the middleman to get him to fix his wagon. And that guy's really annoying. I'm tempted to just... I'm trying to be this nice person, but occasionally I might just become a silent psychopath and kill someone. And this guy's high on the list because he's really annoying.
Have any of you guys run across any giants yet?
Yeah, no. Don't annoy them. They're pretty dangerous. Yeah.
One of them hit me with his hammer and I went flying over a mountain.
So basically what you're saying is Penny Arcade got this one right.
Yes, actually the dragon, in my second dragon encounter, things were going badly at the start before I started shooting him with lightning. So I tried to lure the dragon over to the giants because I'd heard that, you know, if you bring the dragon near other people, they get involved in the fight. But the dragon wasn't budging, didn't want to leave all the other people attacking it. So I think if there's a random encounter again, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try and lure it towards civilization so that more people will fight it with me.
Yeah, it works if you a random dragon encounter and you're near a town.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had all of the river wood having – they all pulled out their bows and started shooting at it.
Yeah, they don't really need the dragonborn to help so far.
So far.
So far. I haven't hit one of the big dragons yet, though. These are all small ones.
Well, it sounds like Scott and I are the two that are kind of lagging behind everybody else.
Yeah.
I'm sort of in the middle. I'm further than you two guys are, but I'm not as far as Austin or Michael.
Yeah, see, I had this blasted work thing today that totally clogged up my day.
It's certainly challenging so far. I don't know how Austin's found it, but you know, going to the embassy and doing that mission, the spy mission. I got my butt kicked multiple times.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it's not just me that I think I'm like level 7 now, and it's just tough.
I think I'm level 7 too.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I could go and level up a bit more by doing random quests, and I gotta say the Radiant Story generator, I haven't run across anything repetitious yet. I did run into some people who were complaining about the hard work on their land, and I said, what can I do to help? And they said, you could pick 20 of these routes. And I said, yeah, I'll be seeing you. and one of the beautiful things about having so many, like, it's an infinite number of misc quests, right? So if you say no to someone, it just doesn't matter at all. There'll be something else that comes along.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that this game impresses me about so far, and mind you, I'm not very far in, but it sounds like from what everybody's saying, there are multiple paths you can take from the get-go. I mean, obviously there's the plot and you can engage in that, but it also sounds like very much like Fallout 3 where, you know, you're dropped out of the vault, and certainly there's the plot where you're supposed to go find Dad, but you can pretty much ignore that and do whatever the hell you want. And it really sounds like Skyrim's very similar, that, yeah, there's this plot you're supposed to be following, but you can pretty much ignore that and do whatever you want.
Yeah, one of the reasons you'd follow the plot is to unlock more of these dragon shouts, which are kick-ass, you know? You need to go around everywhere and find these altars anyway to find the words, and you need to kill dragons to unlock those shouts. So, there's definitely a reason beyond the plot to follow the plot.
Oh, no, I'm not saying there's no reason. I'm saying that's something I like about a game, where the game doesn't feel like it's forcing me down the plot, that I have a free choice as to what I want to do.
It would be an interesting challenge just to go into all of these cities, all these towns, all of these things. Just attack the Jarl. Just attack everybody. Just see how well you can do fighting everybody. And
I'm a one-man army.
I did that in Fallout once, and once I knew Fallout well enough, I could actually pull it off. I don't know if that's the case with Skyrim. The game seems really balanced so far.
It's hard. I have a friend.
Yeah, I had a friend who tried to do that because he said in Morrowind you can attack anyone and make ghost towns of whole places, and I think he attempted to do that in a town in River, or one of the towns, and apparently he wasn't able to attack certain people, and it just didn't happen. And he wasn't able to. And also on what James was talking about, having choices, I noticed when you were following the guard, there was a point where there was this bear sleeping, and you could either attack him with a bow or sneak past him. And I think that was about finding your gaming style and what works for you.
Yep.
Yeah, I killed the bear.
I sneaked past it.
I figured I had plenty of time to sneak by things, whereas killing a bear seemed like it was going to be a good idea.
Was it?
Yes. Yes, it was.
What'd you get?
Money.
Oh.
Bear pelt, maybe.
Bears eat people, you see.
True.
Leave them alive. The Imperials will follow us, and then they'll eat them from Imperials.
I'm kind of curious to see.
I figured
see
it was an innocent bear and didn't need to die, so, you know, there's other people to kill.
I am curious to see what Riften's like after that dragon attack. Just to come back and, you know, give them the middle finger, basically, saying, you're going to kill me.
Oh, you mean Helgen from the first of the game?
What's that?
You mean Helgen from the first of the game?
Oh, sorry, Helgen, yeah. Helgen.
Yeah, there's some bandits there.
Oh, okay, there's a lot of bandits around. I actually cleared out...
You mean loot piñatas?
Yeah, like, there's a lot of these, like, ruins around the place, and often there are bandits there, and you clear them out, and then later you get some random quest from someone, like the orc one that I got. And it was set at one of these places that I'd already cleared out. So there were a couple more people inside that I'd missed the first time. But apart from that, it was safe going.
Hmm.
I saw how far the Greybeards are going to send me for this horn. I was like, yeah, the heck with you guys. I'm going to Whitehall to learn magic. Thanks.
Yeah, I was on the way to do the Golden Claw quest. I actually found an abandoned tower and went in there and killed some bandits that I guess had nothing to do with the Barrow.
The Barrow, yeah. You know, I spent a good half an hour wandering around that stupid tower thinking there's got to be a passageway.
Yeah, I thought it was the place, but apparently I was wrong.
Oh, the tower on the way to the cave?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I was convinced there was a way from there directly to the other place.
You didn't think to look at the map?
No, that'd be too easy.
Oh, so the map took a little bit of getting used to. You can use the right mouse button to turn, but if you just move the mouse to the edges, it actually scrolls. And figuring out that it scrolls took me longer than I'm a bit embarrassed to admit how long it took me to figure out that I could scroll the map just by... Because I expected to be able to click on it and drag it, and just couldn't.
You're used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept kind of clicking, it kept trying to set a marker, and I'm like,
yeah,
that's not right.
Yeah, that stupid marker, go away. I've got a mark. My marker's left where Lydia is, just in case I want to go back and get the rest of my stuff that I left on her body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since you mentioned Lydia a number of times, how did you acquire a follower?
Yeah. The Al made me a Thane.
Defeat the first dragon.
Which is basically a person of, I don't know how you'd say, great respect in the town. And the Thane can buy land and gets basically a bodyguard.
So basically you got a squire, as it turns out.
Yeah, and she had to carry all my stuff.
That's exactly what I did.
I'm so used in Elder Scrolls to not having companions that I just left her parked at the hall.
That seems like a good thing for mages, like for James, who's doing the mage path. It sounds like he needs some tanks to stand in front of people while he throws spells.
Yeah, it worked right up to the point when she died.
Yeah.
I found that the most effective way to throw spells is to hit the S key, is to hold the S key down and throw the spell as you're backing away quickly.
It depends how fast they move. I came across a saber-toothed tiger cat thing majiga, and man, it jumped and leaped fast and did a lot of damage. But I've gone through so many health and magicka potions already.
Yeah,
it's kind of bad.
It's a good thing I'm doing alchemy on the side.
I should have been doing that. I've got speech, sneak, and destruction, and restoration is what I've been working on.
Oh, I made sure to take the restoration path early.
Yeah, I clicked a little bit restoration as well. I want to be like a paladin kind of guy, but I pick locks as well, so whatever sense that makes.
Well, that makes sense. The bandits lock things up, and they're bandits, so you can take their stuff. It's fine.
You must lawfully reappropriate them.
Yes.
Yep.
My guy's basically Road Warrior of Skyrim.
Complete with the mask?
Well, he looks like Mel Gibson, so...
Okay, there you go.
I do like the face generation in this. Okay, it did not take me long at all to get a good-looking character.
Yeah, what race did everyone go? I went Nord.
I went Breton so that I'd have better magic.
I did Red Guard because it said it would give me high constitution and resistance to poison.
Well, I did Imperial because I knew I was going to play something that was kind of a little jack-of-all-trades, so, and Imperial's pretty balanced.
No one went Kitty or Lizard yet.
Not yet.
And no one went Orc. But the Orc characters look fantastic, I have to say. I think I might go Orc next time, but I also want to...
Oh, yeah, the ones I've met look great.
Yeah, and the kitties are good, too.
The kitty.
They actually look more cat, but all different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one thing I'll say about that is when I played Oblivion, I didn't finish Oblivion, and that's sort of a marker there that obviously I wasn't going to play it a second time. But this game, I can definitely see, like Fallout, going through and trying a different character class, different race, and trying the game a couple of different times.
Oh, I never finished Oblivion either, so we're going to get a lot of haters saying that we suck for that. But I got to say that this game is so, you know, to the point and tight, and everything fits together. I mean, there's a lot going on, and it's kind of overwhelming all the time. But at least you can model your way through it, whereas in Oblivion, it was just psychotic. I couldn't understand it at all. I'm loving this game a lot.
I finished Oblivion last weekend.
Nice. You're the only one, because I haven't beaten Oblivion either. I'm at the very beginning.
I've beaten it a few times, but that was especially after they added things like Knights of the Nine and Shivering Isles, which really made it a lot more fun.
I wouldn't have had any trouble beating it. The reason I stopped playing was that I became a vampire, and I looked up on the wiki how to get rid of vampirism, and it looked like the world's most truly annoying fetch quest ever.
Okay, well, on that note, we all have a lot more exploring of Skyrim to do, so we'll reconvene after a couple of days and see what our adventures have unfolded into then. So for now, we'll say goodbye, which I don't know how to say in dragon speak. Someone should look that up.
Yeah. You just do the shout at them, you know.
Just say something.
Away.
Well, we've got to practice our thum.
Yeah, I would do something Klingon, but then.
Did you miss episode 0, the pre-game quiz? Or do you need to subscribe to the iTunes feed and perhaps leave a nice review? Or do you want to join our Facebook group or Steam group? All of these links can be found at www.jeroba.com/thumcast. Thumcast. Now I've got to run because it's the door.